Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
And today we're eating crab. We're eating crab.
Crab. I've heard that correctly.
We are going to go to, I guess, a seafood place. We're going to talk about eating crabs and how to do it in Spanish.
Sí, cangrejo.
Cangrejo. That's our key word.
Cangrejo.
Cangrejo. So it's a G and a J there. Cangrejo.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's listen to the dialogue and let's see what's going on.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Cómo comes eso?
¿Las patas de cangrejo?
Sí.
Con estas pinzas, rompes lo de fuera y sacas la carne.
¿Me das?
Second time.
¿Cómo comes eso?
¿Las patas de cangrejo?
Sí.
Con estas pinzas, rompes lo de fuera y sacas la carne.
¿Me das?
Third time.
¿Cómo comes eso?
¿Las patas de cangrejo?
Sí.
Con estas pinzas, rompes lo de fuera y sacas la carne.
¿Me das? All right, we're back. So now we're going to translate line by line.
¿Cómo comes eso?
How do you eat that?
¿Cómo comes eso?
How do you eat that?
¿Cómo comes eso? ¿Las patas de cangrejo?
Crab legs.
¿Las patas de cangrejo?
Crab legs.
¿Las patas de cangrejo? Sí.
Yeah.
Sí.
Yes.
Con estas pinzas rompes lo de fuera y sacas la carne.
With this cracker, you break the outside and you take out the meat.
Con estas pinzas, rompes lo de fuera y sacas la carne.
With these crackers, you break the outside and you remove the meat.
Con estas pinzas, rompes lo de fuera y sacas la carne. ¿Me das?
Can I have some?
¿Me das?
Can I have some?
¿Me das?
All right. Okay. Delicious crab meat. So we're asking, how do you eat that? I guess this person has been isolated from the outside world for many years.
Well, a lot of people don't know how to eat them.
What, really?
Crab? Well, if you're not from a seafood place, why would you know?
Well, yeah, they look, actually, crabs look really scary as well.
Also.
I don't know how someone came up with that. But anyways, all right. So we're asking, how do you eat that? So the first line there, we say, ¿cómo comes eso?
Sí. You have the verb comer, okay, in the present. You, how do you eat that?
It's conjugated in the present form in the second person. Tú comes.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be, in first person would be?
Como.
Yo como. Tú comes. Ellos comen. All right. And we're like, what? What are you talking about? Like crab legs?
Las patas de cangrejo.
Okay, so we have patas.
Patas.
Okay, not to be confused with patatas, which are potatoes. Patas are legs, so we're asking crab legs or crab claws, okay? And there's our key word, cangrejo.
Patas de cangrejo. And then the person explains, with these pinzas, con estas pinzas.
Okay, so with these crackers, so they're basically like nut crackers, but you use on crab legs.
Yes, and pinzas is another way of saying like tweezers.
Also tweezers.
Exactly. So you can see in the lesson we put tweezers or pinzas or crackers. So it's the same. But in this case, it's a cracker to crack the leg.
Right. Okay. So actually these pinzas or these tweezers, do you say the same thing for the ones that, you know, girls use to... for their eyebrows?
Sí, pinzas de depilar.
Pinzas de depilar. Mm-hmm. So you have to specify. All right, so with these crackers. Now, let's review these, which is in the plural form, estas.
Mm-hmm.
What about if I say those?
Esos.
Those, okay, esos. So these.
Estas.
Those.
Esos.
Okay. Now we have instructions here, and we're telling you how to do it. So we say... You break the outside and you remove the meat.
Rompes lo de fuera y sacas la carne.
So we have a verb there in the imperative form. It's a command. You break.
Mm-hmm.
You break the outside. Lo de fuera.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have another verb, and then you remove or you take out the meat.
Yes, also in the imperative, sacas. That's the verb sacar. Okay, so you take out, sacas la carne.
Okay, so you remove the outside and you remove the meat. Now we're asking the person if I could have some.
¿Me das?
Okay, so we have a verb here, dar. Okay,
yes.
And it's conjugated in the first person.
Yes, me das. And here you see me because it's saying to me, do you give me? So, me das.
Now, this is a very, very short way of saying, you know, can I have some? What would be the complete sentence?
¿Me puedes dar un poco?
Okay, so that would be, can I have some?
Mm-hmm. Can you give me a little? ¿Me puedes dar un poco?
Okay, very good. All right, so a very short but concise dialogue. Let's listen to it one more time.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Cómo comes eso?
¿Las patas de cangrejo?
Sí.
Con estas pinzas. Rompes lo de fuera y sacas la carne.
¿Me das?
Second time.
¿Cómo comes eso?
¿Las patas de cangrejo?
Sí.
Con estas pinzas. Rompes lo de fuera y sacas la carne.
¿Me das?
Third time.
¿Cómo comes eso?
¿Las patas de cangrejo?
Sí.
Con estas pinzas. Rompes lo de fuera y sacas la carne.
¿Me das?
All right, so talking about seafood, we are eating crab, which is cangrejo.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say lobster?
Langosta.
Langosta is lobster. All right, so what about the other typical type of seafood? For example, when you're talking about scallops.
That in a lot of places is called callo de hacha.
Okay.
But some people call it like scalopines or something
uh-huh.
like that.
Okay. What about oysters?
Ostiones.
Ostiones. And what about clams?
Almejas.
Almejas, okay. And of course, we can't forget the famous shrimp.
Camarones.
Camarones. And then how do you say seafood? Like, I want to eat seafood today.
Mariscos.
Mariscos. So if you want to say, I want to eat seafood today, you would say?
Quiero comer mariscos.
Mariscos, okay.
Yes.
So seafood, remember, is mariscos.
Another thing I wanted to point out, when you say patas de cangrejo or pata de cangrejo, pata is leg, but usually is used only for animals, okay? You cannot tell Marco, okay, put your pata over there, like put your legs over there.
Right.
You say pierna for humans, okay?
Right.
I mean, you can say pata, but it's more colloquial, like
right.
Quita las patas,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's very slangy.
So you wouldn't use pierna for an animal either, right?
No. Well, it depends. For example, if you are eating a chicken, you can ask, ala o pierna.
Ah, okay. So that's the drumstick.
Exactly.
It's you can say la pierna del pollo.
Exacto.
Uh-huh, okay. Very interesting things. Now, seafood is great and famous all over Latin America, so we're going to put some pictures up there about some of the recipes that we have. And of course, if you have any questions or comments, you can find us at SpanishPod.com.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.